28 past 7 on a Wednesday morning. Now, yesterday we caught up with Jed Buse because he wasn't available today. So we caught up with him yesterday, 102 games into his AFL career, getting ready for his first grand final. Four prelims to get there, and he joins us on The Breakfast Club. It's a great opportunity. Jed, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. Grand final week. Great to get access to anyone playing. But you're a man that's going to have a fair bit of input in this game. Big impact, I reckon, in this game. But just personally, before we get to too much about the game, you've had to see through four prelims to get to a grand final. Do you think it would ever come?
I definitely question it, that's for sure. especially this year, I knew our team was good enough. It's just if we could be consistent enough to get there, which we have. So it's really exciting for us.
Yeah, and you've been more than good enough. You've been one of the standout teams of the year, clearly finishing in top four position. But after qualifying final loss to Port Adelaide, how did you feel about what it might look like after that?
I didn't really know what to kind of think. It was a game that we thought we had our chances. We played well enough to put ourselves in a position to win. We just couldn't quite convert and get the job done. So it was, but I guess at the same time, the equation for us didn't change. It was still three games, just got to win three and we'll win the flag. So it was a bit frustrating because we thought we played well, but we didn't quite get the biscuit. So we just had to go back and reassess and go again, and that's what we did.
How important was the Collingwood game just to, not so much to get the confidence back, because as you said, against Port Adelaide, you actually played okay, but it was such a brilliant game in a cutthroat final. Does that give you a lot of confidence, not only to be able to obviously get over the line last week against Brisbane, but now going into the grand final as well?
Yeah, definitely. And we knew Collingwood were coming off a really good win, so we thought they'd be up and about. So to put them away pretty comfortably was really good for us boys. And then we just carried that across to the Brizzy game, and we're hoping to do it again this week.
So I've asked a lot of questions of Daniel, of Rodney E, Jimmy Bartel, part of our team, about how much emphasis do you put on the last time you played, and even some times before that, because the Tigers have kind of had the wood over you. Is it relevant? Do you reflect much back on particularly the last time you played, or is it a very different set of circumstances going into Saturday?
We'll definitely look at the last time we played them and just work out the areas that we need to improve in. Last time we played them, we did review it, but we kind of moved on pretty quick because we knew we had to for the next game. So I'm guessing that they're going to dig up that review and go through it a bit finer now that we're playing them in the big one. But I think at the same time, it is going to be a different circumstance. We'll have a slightly different team. The big occasion, we're probably in slightly better form. So it is exciting for us.
And your performance at the Gabba, I heard Chris Scott talking about this last week, and I was paying particular attention to your performance on Saturday night against the Brisbane Lions. And the way you move the ball at the Gabba, you're not afraid to use the width because you know that because it's fairly short, you're never too far from a scoring opportunity. Have you really enjoyed playing there, considering it's very different to GMHBA Stadium, which is long and skinny?
Yeah, it is different. It's probably a bit surprising that we're loving it so much. But I think we're getting the ball into those dangerous spots. Like you said, you can get it there a bit quicker and a bit easier from those wide spots because it's a bit shorter. Just getting it into Hawk and Gary Rowan and those guys, Gary Ablett, you got him on the deck. So just getting into those guys and letting them do their work seems to be working for us.
And I know you're a teammate, but there's a lot of storylines from some pretty significant influences in the Geelong Footy Club this week. Gary's obviously saying farewell to the competition and to his AFL career, and to go out with another premiership would be unbelievable, let alone if you can sneak a Norm Smith on top of the resume as well. Danger's looking for a premiership. Tom Hawkins, of course, and Joel Selwood's played in looking for another premiership. When you've got those, particularly Gary, as a young man who's, I imagine, grown up loving the Cats with your old man's involvement, getting this opportunity with one of the all-time greats, do you think about those things, or is it just something you just got to worry about after when hopefully you've got a medal around your neck?
Yeah, it's probably something to worry about after. I mean, just for a split second after the game last week, I was right next to Gary when the siren went, and just hugging him and getting around him was pretty pretty surreal. So, I think we're just going to try and I guess, focus everything we've got on this game, and then when we finish and hopefully get the win, then we'll look back and really embrace those special moments.
Jed, I'm interested in your story. I mean, I actually thought of you on Saturday night when I saw the picture of Cam Guthrie, who got really emotional after getting through to his first grand final, because the reason I thought of you was that you've been around similar amount of times. You've got a lot of teammates that have played in grand finals and won grand finals, and you've got a dad that's played in a grand final. Now you've finally got that chance. How emotional were you on Saturday night that of all the people around you that had played in one, you hadn't, that you've now got that chance?
Yeah, it was actually a really weird feeling after the game. I wasn't probably super emotional. I was super excited, but I guess we're just used to, in a way, we're used to losing that one and being frustrated and angry. So it was a bit weird. I remember chatting to Mike Blitzov after, and he was kind of similar. But we didn't really know how to feel because we're normally the team that's really envious of the other team that's won. So yeah, we were just super excited, and that moment from the Guthrie brothers was pretty special. But we've got one more to go, so it'll be interesting to hopefully get the win here and then see what happens.
So what's different then? If you talked about losing those prelims, and some of them were by very tight margins, but what's different this year, do you reckon?
Probably this, even during the game on the weekend, we spoke about not trying to save the game when we had that little buffer, rather than trying to save it, just go out and play to win. So that just a small shift in the mindset there is probably enough that got us over the line. In other years we've probably gone into our shells. I think last year against Richmond we were a bit surprised at halftime that we were up, and then probably got a bit conservative. So yeah, just go out and attack it and just have a big swing and see what happens.
Jed Buse has joined us from the Cats, getting ready for the grand final Saturday night, of course, at the Gabba against the Tigers. Who normally do you mind during the games against the Tigers? Who you got your eye on this week?
Probably similar every other week. I probably don't have a specific. They've got a lot of small forwards, so it'll be myself, Mark O'Connor, even Jake Coladagny last week played on Cameron. So we've got a few guys that kind of go through the smalls. And they've got heaps of them, so even their mids will be pushing forward at times. So I think we're just going to have to try and stay as flexible as possible and just be ready for anyone.
Well, and that is, watching you again up close in the last couple of weeks, that is seemingly one of your great strengths as a defensive unit. It doesn't really matter who's on who. You're more than capable of taking different matchups because you are so flexible yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And the only probably matchup I don't want to take is any of the big boys, but even at times you're going to... you're going to just cross paths and just have to man them up for a bit. But just we've got that confidence in each other that there's going to be the help coming.
Jed, does it get stressful with the way Richmond play in their forward line, with all those small forwards and the speed that they conduct themselves, if you like, inside 50? Or is it all very measured with the way that you set up defensively as a group that you avoid those stress levels?
That's probably the way they got us last time a little bit, just their speed of ball movement. So that's probably something we're going to look to improve this week. Get that control and slow it down, because we know they like it frantic and those knock-ons and soccer forwards. So we need to be ready for that and then try and counter off that.
Do you know if... And this is a genuine question. I'm not trying to be smart here. Do you know, is there a grand final parade in Brisbane this week?
I don't think so, no. It's weird up here. It's been nothing different from any other week, really. We've got up, gone to the beach, done some recovery, had coffees around here, and that's about it. There's been nothing. No one really knows what's going on up here. Sitting around us.
I was going to ask you. I mean, I love my footy, so I just get nervous just talking about the grand final because, we know what's at stake. Are you nervous? How do you feel?
I'm not nervous at the moment. At the moment, I'm just enjoying it. Chatting to the family every day, just seeing what's going on down there. But it's been pretty normal at the moment. I guess as the week goes on and gets closer, I'll get a bit nervous and start thinking about it a bit more. But no, at the moment, I'm just kind of enjoying it.
What has the old man said to you? One of the greats, of course, the Rat. What's he said to you this week?
Not heaps. It's probably that interesting. just what we've been up to. Congratulations. all the stuff you probably expect. He sent me a nice message last week before the game, just wish me good luck. But yeah, it's pretty much just, you know, the stock standard, keep doing what you're doing, control what you can control, those kind of things, which seems to be working. So yeah, there's probably nothing too special at the moment.
And has he asked you whether or not you've made the right decision? Are you sure you've made the right decision about being a footballer as opposed to continuing the pole vault career?
No, he hasn't mentioned that one, but hopefully after this weekend, that's a pretty correct decision.
I reckon it might be pretty clear already, mate. Good luck to you. It's great to have a chance to chat to you. It's a very exciting opportunity for not just you, but the entire playing list there at the Cats and the Footy Club to be a part of another grand final and hopefully a premiership. Good luck to you this week. We'll be watching with great interest.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. That is Jed Buse from the